squirrel, only smaller.
A rat?
I think a chipmunk or ground squirrel.
That's a ground squirrel.
Uh-huh. What does that look like?
A little old striped thing, like a squirrel sort of, but he ain't about that long.
Mm-hmm. Just about 4.
They call him a chipmunk, but we always say ground squirrel.
Uh-huh. And what different kinds of fish do you get around here?
Oh, we have brim, we have catfish, we have buffalo, we have goo, we have grinner.
You have goo?
Yeah.
What's that?
That's a white fish, looks like sort of like a white perch. Have you ever seen a white perch?
Uh-huh.
It's a red long fish, looks like a white perch. And a catfish is a slick fish.
Mm-hmm.
And a buffalo's got skin, scales on him like a perch, but it's different meat.
Mm-hmm.
And goggle-eyed fish, we call them.
What does that look like?
A great long thing about that long, look like a perch, only it's got a big mouth.
About 6 inches long?
Yeah. You can get some big ones.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's plenty of different kind of fish around here.
Mm-hmm. What about from the Gulf? What do they get from the Gulf?
Baby, I don't know much about the Gulf. Now, you're going on the Malones to me. They say it's shrimp and all kinds of stuff like that down there.
Mm-hmm. Say if you were going to buy some shrimp, you'd go to the store and ask for 2 or 3 pounds of
shrimp.
Uh-huh. What about something that pearls grow in?
Oysters.
Mm-hmm. And this is something you might find if you picked up a rock in a freshwater stream. It's got 2 pinchers on it.
Crawfish.
Okay. And what might you hear making a noise around a pond at night?
A bullfrog.
What about something smaller than that? Comes out after a storm.
Tadpoles?
Or, no, it's kind of a frog, only it's real small. Maybe gets up in trees or comes out.
That's a tree frog.
Uh-huh.
They're green.
What about rain frog or spring frog?
One of these spring frogs, they're all just about alike.
That and the tree frog? Or?
Well, the tree frog is green. Now, I have never seen a spring frog.
Uh-huh.
But I've heard of them.
What about the kind that hops around on the ground?
That's a tote frog.
A what?
A tote frog.
Uh-huh. And if you were going to go fishing, what might you dig up to go fishing with?
Worms.
What about a kind of fish that you could use for bait?
Well, you can buy different stuff, different things. I don't know whether they use fish or not. They got different bugs to put on a hook, but I don't know what they are because I never fish with them.
Well, what about a kind of live fish, small fish that you can use for bait?
You put a minnow to catch catfish on a hook.
Uh-huh.
A minnow.
Are there different kinds of worms?
Oh, yes. It's red worms and it's always plenty of different kinds of worms, but you don't fish with nothing but the red worms.
Uh-huh.
And it's, these the harbor trees out here grows worms on them. We call them harbor worms. It's a green worm about that long you can catch fish with.
You call that a what?
A harbor tree.
Harbor tree?
Yeah, and they have big leaves on them in the summertime.
Uh-huh.
And they lay the eggs there and they hatch and they make a worm about that long.
About 3 inches long or so?
Oh, they grow big when they get full of leaves.
Uh-huh.
They'll clean the leaves off the tree in little of no time. You can fish for them.
Mm-hmm.